It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Sports are easy to disagree on. Let's see what happens when sports talk hosts talk about something they agree on.
No, hold on. I'm saying drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Well, I disagree. I think drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Come on, man. Wait, I think we're saying the same thing.
Oh, so what do we do now?
Everyone agrees that drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I am your host, Larry Lees. Today we're diving into the 7 most infamous trials of the century. But before we do that, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Pundex, for sponsoring this episode. Check out Pundex.com. Use the promo code Larry21 for 10% off your first purchase. And we want to let you know that you can be a part of the show. Send us a voicemail at 682-305-0483. Or you can send us a voice message at TrueCrimeNeverSleepsPodcast.com. And now, let's dive right into the 7 trials of the century. At number 7, the Lyle and Eric Menendez murder trial. On August 20th, 1989, brothers Lyle and Eric shot their wealthy parents to death. Over several years, 3 trials, and countless hours of media footage, the brothers were eventually found guilty. Court TV, a new network in the early 90s, dedicated itself to turning court cases into virtual sporting events. Each broadcast of the trial was followed by extensive coverage before and after, with every newscaster drawing their own conclusions about what actually happened, most of whom said the brothers killed their parents for the insurance money and inheritances, while the brothers detail extensive sexual abuse at the hands of their father. Today, Lyle and Eric are having a resurgence of popularity on TikTok with videos made from old news coverage. And I'm sure you can guess what number 6 is, the O.J. Simpson trial. By the time O.J. Simpson was put on trial for the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman on January 24th, 1995, cable news was coming into its own. CNN had been around for 15 years. Court TV had debuted just a few years prior. Fox News and MSNBC, meanwhile, wouldn't be launched for another year. The 24-hour networks made a spectacle of the trial, broadcasting every detail from an obsessed country that couldn't get enough. Very real specifics of the case were treated like plot points from a shared text. The white Bronco, the Bruno Magli shoes, the leather glove, Cato, and DNA evidence to name just a small few. While the double murder had the makings of early trials of the century, celebrity suspect, shocking violence, cable news catapulted the case to unparalleled levels of nationwide attention. As Mark Crispin Miller, a professor of media culture and communication at NYU, told the Washington Post, the Simpson trial served as a harbinger of an entirely different media landscape, an event that preoccupies everyone full-time for months on end. white Bronco chase to Simpson's shocking acquittal on October 3rd, 1995. The country was watching the future of media play out before our eyes. The trial is still so fresh in the public's mind that today that years after the fact, people still freely refer to it as the trial of the century. Number five, the Oklahoma City bombing trial. On April 19th, 1995, a truck bomb assembled by former Army soldier Timothy McVeigh exploded in Oklahoma City outside the Alfred P. Murray Federal Building. More than 100 people were instantly killed, with more people trapped inside the building, which had partially collapsed. The final death toll rose to 168. The media quickly flocked to the scene, covering every aspect of the bombing and the eventual trial. Due to the intense media coverage, the trial moved from Oklahoma to Colorado. And news stations and reporters were banned from doing closed-circuit telecasts of the trial. McVeigh was eventually convicted of multiple federal felonies and was executed in 2001. Number four, the Casey Anthony murder case. When police learned about missing two-year-old Kaylee Anthony in July 2008, suspicion quickly turned to her mother, Casey Anthony. Investigators discovered she had been lying to them during the efforts to find her daughter about her job, Kaylee's babysitter, and when Kaylee disappeared. Eventually, they found Kaylee's decomposed body near the family home. Anthony's trial began 2 years later. Cable news channels covered the sensational case extensively. HLN's Nancy Grace even nicknamed Anthony Top Mom during the trial. Anthony was acquitted of the most serious murder charges and released soon after, thanks to time served and good behavior. But the media frenzy continued for years afterward. And number three, the Lizzie Borden trial. Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. Or so the story goes, at least. August 4th, 1892, Borden's father and stepmother were found slaughtered in their home in Fall River, Massachusetts. The evidence pointed to Borden. The couple was murdered at home on a busy street in the middle of the day, with no one entering or leaving the house. And Borden was home at the time. The resulting trial captured the media. First, a Portuguese immigrant was arrested. He was innocent and soon released, but it seemed to confirm the widespread feeling that the crime itself was not something a woman could have done. Borden was interviewed extensively, but never became a suspect in story, or until her story began to change. The media battled over whether she was innocent, and so did women's groups and other Borden supporters. After a two-week trial, she was found not guilty. And number two, or before we get to the last two, we'd like to remind you to hit that subscribe button. And you can also find us on all major podcast platforms, including the new app, Good Pods. Check them out today on all major, both iOS and Android. Number two, Leopold and Loeb. Both Nathan Leopold and Richard Loeb were two well-to-do students at the University of Chicago, obsessed with the idea of committing the perfect crime. The two abducted Bobby Franks, a 14-year-old boy living in the Chicago suburbs, on May 21st, 1924. They then murdered Franks in a car rented with a fake name and dumped his mutilated body in Indiana border. While the two had concocted what they thought to be a meticulous plan, it was undone when Leopold's eyeglasses were found near Frank's body. That specific type and design of eyeglass frame had been sold to only three people in all of Chicago, and Leopold was one of them. The two were brought in for questioning, and soon Loeb confessed to the murders. The trial became a magnet for media frenzy, not least because the families hired none other than Clarence Darrow to lead the defense. Knowing that the jury pool had been tainted by relentless news paper coverage, Darrow managed to avoid a jury trial and likely a death penalty conviction by having his clients plead guilty, which would leave the sentencing up to the judge. Darrow used the case to highlight and question aspects of American culture and its justice system as they pertain to punishment and and the supposed worth of human life. This came in the form of a 12-hour closing argument, one that touched on everything from morality and nature to the works of Friedrich Nietzsche. The marathon speech is still revered by legal scholars because it helped Darrow do the impossible. Spare the lives of two killers who were guilty of sin. Loeb and Leopold were both sentenced to life imprisonment. Loeb was later murdered by another inmate. And Leopold was paroled 34 years later and lived out his life in Puerto Rico.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Finally, at number one, the Lindbergh kidnapping trial of Bruno Richard Hauptmann. On March 1st, 1932, the infant son of famed aviator Charles Lindbergh went missing from the family home in New Jersey. 2 months later, the baby's remains were discovered, and the kidnapping case became a two-year murder investigation, eventually leading to a suspect, German immigrant Bruno Richard Hauptmann. At the time, the kidnapping was covered by the press as the crime of the century, and Hauptmann's ensuing murder trial was dubbed the trial of the century, a media circus the likes of which had never been seen. Besieged the Hunter Dillon County Courthouse in New Jersey, adding to the hoopla were sound cameras used for the first time by the press in the coverage of a criminal trial. H.L. Mencken, again on the scene, called it the biggest story since the resurrection. The press coverage went so overboard and interfered with the proceedings to such a great effect that the American Bar Association issued a report begging for legislation to curb the media. Quote, newspaper interference with criminal justice always appears most flagrantly in celebrated criminal cases, the report read. Citing the Hauptmann case, it complained that the press hippodromed and panicked the proceedings. Hauptmann was found guilty and sentenced to death. According to the New York Times, he based his appeal on the grounds that he was actually tried and condemned by the press. And that is what we believe to be the seven biggest trials of history. Let us know your thoughts. Is there someone we should have included? Is there something we have that you don't agree with? Let us know in the comment section below. And don't forget to hit that like and subscribe buttons. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.